This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Do something constructive with your money instead of betting it on Kalen DeBoer. Here's the bottom line. In the National Football League, you play to win the game. And the Green Bay Packers now, 2 days before the season starts, have Micah Parsons instead of Kenny Clark. And the Cowboys have Kenny Clark instead of Micah Parsons. Period.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, wonderful football Wednesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, the returning Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM. We are on YouTube, we are on Twitch, we are on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, Femi Abebefe is back. And Femi and I will finalize our awards bets for the 2025 NFL season. We're going to tell you who we are betting to win. MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Coach of the Year, and more. Our awards predictions are coming up early on in this edition of You Better You Bet. And once that's done, once we are finished with the awards bets, with our awards predictions for the season, we officially can put to bed our off-season content. We've been waiting for months. And it's finally here. Week one in the National Football League. It's time to turn the page. And we turn the page from the offseason to the season. And we are going to talk every single game in week number one, which obviously kicks off tomorrow night in Philadelphia with the Cowboys and the Eagles. It moved. All the side movement. All the total movement. Our opinions on every game in week one. It moved for week one of the NFL regular season. Next hour here on You Better You Bet. We're also going to be joined by three absolutely tremendous guests. We can't wait for it. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger will join us to break down week one in the NFL. And one of the questions that I'm going to ask Baldy, can this new-look Houston Texans offensive line hold up against Jared Verse and the LA Rams defensive line? We'll be joined by the Whale capper, Drew Dinsick, NBC Sports batting analyst. I'm going to ask Whale, what's your best bet for week one in the NFL? I can't wait to find out what Whale loves coming up this week. And our friend, former You Better You Bet co-host, now on First Things First on FS1, my buddy Danny Parkins will join the show. Danny's going to do a weekly with us on Wednesdays this season. And one of the topics that we'll discuss with Danny, will his Chicago Bears make the playoffs this season out of the NFC? Danny Parkins joins us in the Power Hour, the final hour of the program. And also in the Power Hour, the final hour, you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, will get all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. And Jake and Tyler have both promised to do better than their curtain-jerking, slappy, jabroni pick last night of the Athletics, which was a loser for me also as our community bet. They have promised to do better, and now Femi's back, so hopefully we can get some actual good baseball bets now that Femi Abebefe is back in the fold. But we officially begin the Wonderful Football Wednesday edition. The week one Wonderful Football Wednesday edition. Five words that start with W of You Better You Bet with a Wednesday NFL staple. I'm talking injury reports. Oh, yeah. We've been thinking about these games. The 16 games. We got one coming up tomorrow night. One coming up Friday night. A host on Sunday. One on Monday night. And we've been thinking about these games for literal months. And now, we are starting to get finalized information on who is going to play and who is not going to play, potentially, in these games in week number one. And there have been some nuggets of information that have come out today already on Wednesday that I think we can spin from a betting perspective to potentially make valuable bets week number one in the National Football League. So let's start to sift through it. The injuries that matter as it concerns betting week number one. Because look, you could have thought something all offseason, but if a particular player is going to be out, maybe it changes the way you have to handicap that particular game. Because new information is presenting itself across the National Football League, and it will be entering the betting market. And we need to start. And this one sucks. It sucks. And I have been against this team all offseason. I like the under on this team's win total. And I know a lot of smart people, and like Femi's one of them. Femi's talked about liking this team's head coach to maybe win coach of the year. We've had smart guests come on the show to say this team could go over its win total. Maybe not that big of a difference between this team and the Patriots, or this team and certainly the Miami Dolphins. That team is the New York Jets. And, you know, like, I'm from New York, and I'm a Giants fan, but I've got plenty of friends that are Jets fans, and I know a lot of Jets fans, obviously, growing up in New York City. And Jets fans will often say that they are a cursed franchise. And like, that's so Jets. And this kind of stuff only happens to the Jets. And you can oftentimes roll your eyes, right, at comments like that. Yeah, you know, I think a lot of what's ailed the Jets recently is of their own doing. You know, Rodgers tearing his Achilles a couple seasons ago, that one really sucked. Who knows how that season would have gone. Also, Robert Saleh was the head coach. But sometimes you'll get a piece of news, like the Rodgers one, that actually makes you go, yeah, maybe this franchise is cursed. Because this morning, out of freaking nowhere, the biggest piece of news that dropped today in the world of sports, the biggest piece of news that impacts things in sports that came out today on Wednesday, that took the internet by storm, and I'm not talking Kawhi Leonard and his Sopranos no-show job for the Los Angeles Clippers. New York Jets star right guard Elijah Vera Tucker, torn tricep, out for the season. Now, if you're a huge Jets fan or a huge football fan, you'll remember in 2022, Elijah Vera Tucker tore his tricep and missed the season. This is the other tricep. How many players in the history of the league have torn both triceps? It sounds like I'm making light of the situation. Like, it just sounds crazy. And it sucks for the young man. It sucks for AVT, who's a stud and a mauler when he's out there on the field. The guy can't stay healthy entering a contract year. That, though, is a story for another time. And hopefully he's able to stay healthy and like and have a because he's great when he actually plays Elijah Vera Tucker. Let's not mince words here. Let's just call a spade and call it like it is. I don't want to hear anyone do like the positive spin on this. Well, the Jets can just do this. Or well, like the tackles are good. Or well, like Justin Fields is mobile and can evade the pass rush. No. This is a devastating blow for the 2025 New York Jets. You can't spend an entire offseason, an entire summer, like all of us have, whether you like the Jets or don't like the Jets, saying that the Jets' identity in year one with Aaron Glenn as the head coach and Moogs, Darren Moogie as the GM, is going to be to run the ball behind potentially one of the best offensive lines in the league. Potentially. And you know, I've been bullish on the offensive line, even though I don't think the Jets are going to be good because I think the quarterback stinks. But the strength of this team was always going to be the offensive line. And while the two tackles have tremendous potential, like tremendous potential for the New York Jets, there can be no question that Elijah Vera Tucker is the best offensive lineman on this team. Period. AVT was the best offensive lineman on the Jets. Olu Fashanu might be awesome at one tackle spot. Armon Membu might be awesome at the other. And I'm optimistic for both. The key word in those sentences, might. We know Elijah Vera Tucker is badass. We know that. And without AVT, we don't know like what the plan's going to be for the Jets. What are they going to do? Maybe Tippmann kicks out to right guard. Like Myers play center. Like this is, it's terrible news for the Jets. With a quarterback who can't throw in Justin Fields, like no wide receivers outside of Garrett Wilson, where Josh Reynolds is the number two receiver. He's a blocking wide receiver. He's the number two receiver on this team. Like this offense is going to be horrendous. Horrendous. Now, maybe you could say healthy offensive line, like Breece Hall can have success. Braylon Allen, Isaiah Davis, they could run the ball. Fields could run for 1,000 yards, and maybe that can still happen. This really, really, really hurts the Jets. And it especially hurts them in this matchup coming up on Sunday against their old pal, Aaron Rodgers, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Where now, without Elijah Vera Tucker in the interior of that offensive line, they get to stare into the eyes of Cam Hayward, who wants two things, money and your quarterback soul. They've got to stare into the eyes of the Pittsburgh Steelers defensive front. Keanu Benton, Highsmith, TJ Watt. The Jets should be thanking their lucky stars that Derek Harmon, the Steelers' rookie first-round defensive tackle, is going to miss this game. I think it's going to get ugly even without Harmon playing. But man, if Harmon were playing, this could be real bad for the Jets. And I think it's going to be anyway. Now, whatever side you like of this game, because I don't have to be right. I think I'm going to be right. I like the Steelers, and I've liked them this entire offseason, right? It's important to say this, because different sports books will have different prices on this game, right? If you like the Jets, you have to take three. Bet plus three. And if you like the Steelers, lay 2.5. There's no excuse if you like the Jets to bet plus 2.5. And there's no excuse if you like Pittsburgh to lay 3. So like make a smart bet to give yourself the best chance to win. I'll be on the side of the Steelers laying 2.5, and I'll pay an expensive price, and I will eat the juice. I'll drink down that juice. I'll slurp down that juice. It's a little questionable, because I love the Steelers in this game. Jaylen Warren going to be catching passes. The tight ends. Metcalf, I think, is going to catch a touchdown in this game. Might not have a huge statistical game in terms of receptions and yards. I think he's going to catch a touchdown in this game. Rodgers is going to play well against his former team. And AVT being out is a big-time blow to the New York Jets. Not just for Sunday, but for this entire season. So ask yourself this. If you liked the Jets this season, and you can still be right, but I think you need to ask yourself this. I'm guessing that your handicap for liking them, especially on offense, was the offensive line. Do you still feel that way now? That objectively, the best offensive lineman entering the year is out for the year. Moving on. The New York Jets get a bad piece of injury news today. And we've basically had nothing but bad news coming out of Dallas for the Cowboys all offseason long. Today, the Dallas Cowboys got a couple positive pieces of injury news ahead of tomorrow night's season opener in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Does everyone remember about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, when we were talking about Trevon Diggs getting fined by the Cowboys for like missing off-season workouts and how insane that was? Like, wow, like he must have really pissed them off. He's going to play tomorrow night, months ahead of schedule. And I don't know if like he's going to re-aggravate the... I have no idea, but he's going to play tomorrow night. That has to be considered a good thing. Now, say what you want about him and Deron Bland. Those are two boom-bust corners who, yes, they could get burnt. They're getting burnt anyway by the Eagles' offense. At least those guys have the opportunity to pick off passes and take them the other way. This is good news for the Dallas Cowboys. And also, Tyler Guyton, who was once, remember when it was reported he was out for the season? Yeah, he's playing in week one. He's off the injury report. He's going to play tomorrow night. So Dallas will have its starting corner, Trevon Diggs, and its starting left tackle, Tyler Guyton, tomorrow night in Philadelphia. And on the other side, I'm going to tell you what that means for Dallas' chances to cover the spread tomorrow night against the Eagles. We'll talk the Ravens and Bills, Packers, and more. You better, you bet. Wonderful Football Wednesday on the eve of week one.
We'll be right back with You Better, You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly did, made a commitment to Michael this spring, and paid him.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This is like that scene in The Matrix, right, with Joe Pantoliano. Ralphie from The Sopranos. He's having dinner with the agent, and he goes, I know the steak isn't real. I know this wine isn't real. F it. Ignorance is bliss. Like, I know that Jerry Jones quote is real. It is real. But it feels fake. Like, are we in the Matrix? Michael Parsons? That's actually what's gone on here. Dallas never needed to pay Micah Parsons because they have his lesser-known twin brother, Michael Parsons, who will be lining up to rush the passer this season for the Dallas Cowboys. Michael Parsons. Unbelievable. I still kind of can't believe the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons, but that was a story for last Thursday on the show when that happened. Now, we handicap the Cowboys and the Packers as currently constituted. And as I said in the last segment, the Cowboys did get an injury boon earlier today on Wednesday. Trevon Diggs, starting corner, Tyler Guyton, starting left tackle, going to play for Dallas. Current side and total market at BetMGM, and Femi and I will talk about this game more later in the show, so I'll save detailed thoughts for then, but just to give a quick opinion now. Philly's an 8.5-point favorite, and that tracks, right? Think about, you know, last week we had Jay Croucher on the show immediately after, like 10 minutes after the trade, the parts.
It's the ultimate. With Michael Jenkins and Chelsea. Joe O and Sammy P.
That's when you
ring that bell. Are you and
it's happened forever, it will continue. Inside the number here, it's a huge point spread at 8.5. I'm not suggesting the Cowboys are going to win. That's not the point of this. But Dallas can't cover 8.5. Also, should the first digit be a 5 in this game for the total? 47.5 with these two teams in this economy? Little food for thought for the season opener. More on this game coming up later in the show. Let's talk Sunday Night Football for a second. The Ravens and the Bills in Buffalo, where I think that all of us collectively, so certainly me, Femi, and you, because we all love this stuff, right? We all bet, we all play fantasy, we're all super into how these games are going to go. Absolutely, and it's the case with every game, but this is one that I've got circled right now. We need to be checking out this injury report for both teams. The Ravens got a nice piece of injury news today when corner Jaire Alexander signed away from the Green Bay Packers this offseason, and I've been saying this all offseason. Like, I think it's like 1 year, like $6 million for Jaire, somewhere in that range. Like, this is going to be one in like 2 months. People are going to be like, Jaire Alexander makes how much? Like, Pablo Torre might have to find out and do an investigation on this contract for Jaire Alexander. Like when he's like making the Pro Bowl on this small contract, we're going to find out that actually, you know, Steve Bisciotti's paying him to, you know, invest in a pool company or something. I have no idea. It's just like, come on. Jair Alexander limited at practice today, but his first practice in weeks for the Ravens since the beginning of almost a month. He looks like he's on track to play. This matters going up against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense. For the Bills, the news doesn't have to be bad. We've still got time. Still have an injury report tomorrow and Friday, and obviously we'll see what happens going into Sunday. But I think there's a couple causes for concern that we'll keep you updated throughout the week on the show, but I think it's something that needs to be thought about. Number one, Khalil Shakir is expected to play in this game. He's limited in practice today on a Wednesday. It feels like he's going to play. Shakir, who, you know, pound for pound, like, might be Buffalo's best pass catcher. Like, that might be the case. Signed an extension this offseason. He has a high ankle sprain. A high ankle sprain is a debilitating injury for skill position players. Like, a quarterback can play on a high ankle sprain. You don't have to move a ton. Like, wide receivers have to, and running backs and tight ends. This destroys parts of seasons. Shakir might play in the game, and it's possible he's going to be fine. I'm watching this. I'm watching the situation with Khalil Shakir. He matters for this Bills offense. Christian Benford, Buffalo's best corner, limited in practice today. Sean McDermott was asked, is Christian Benford going to play on Sunday? His response, we'll see. Okay, then. Feel like he'll probably go? Is he going to be 100%? This matters. Maxwell Hairston's on IR, the first-round rookie at cornerback. Tre'Davious White didn't practice today. We don't know if he's going to play on Sunday. This Bills secondary's got issues. And rolling into town, Lamar Jackson, Todd Monken, and the Baltimore Ravens. I like the Ravens anyway in this game, but man, if this is what it's going to be for Buffalo, and we'll see. Again, there's still time for this to get figured out. I think Buffalo's going to be up against it, going up against Baltimore on Sunday Night Football in Week 1. You bet on this Wednesday. Couple other notes, injury-wise, around the NFL. Packers-Lions is a gigantic game, obviously, on Sunday afternoon at Lambeau. And since the Micah Parsons deal, Packers have gotten bet, as you might expect. Green Bay currently a 2.5-point home favorite against Detroit. Total in the game is 47.5. Just worth noting, Micah Parsons, like, probably is going to have an epidural. We think he's going to play. It feels like it's not 100%, though, that he's going to play. I think he'll probably play, but just to keep it in mind. Nate Hobbs isn't practicing at one of the cornerback positions. Not great. Jaden Reed's probably not going to play. It does feel to me, and I'm curious if it feels that way to you, the person watching and the person listening. And no matter what the answer to this question is, it doesn't mean that the game's going to go a certain way. But I want you to think about this for a second. Does it feel to you like we collectively, as a football public, are sleeping a little bit on the Detroit Lions? Green Bay trades for Micah Parsons, and it's a huge trade. And no one has poo-pooed the trade, especially not me. And Green Bay, super exciting. And I think the ceiling was raised big time with the acquisition of Micah Parsons. This is not an anti-Green Bay thing, what I'm saying. But Detroit's really good, too. And now all the attention's off. And the Lions find themselves back in the role now of hunter as opposed to hunted. I think it makes for a fascinating handicap on Sunday afternoon at Lambeau. We'll talk more about that game as this show moves along, and obviously this week. Last injury note for now, and I was going to do something on the Giants, but it looks like Andrew Thomas is going to play. Thomas at practice today for Big Blue. We'll keep you updated on that. He matters a ton. The Giants starting left tackle going up against the Washington Commanders this week on the road. But it feels like we have one other basically confirmed piece of injury information for this week, for Week 1. That really matters a lot. New England Patriots young star corner Christian Gonzalez did not practice today on Wednesday with a hamstring injury. And he hasn't practiced in over a month. And listening to Mike Vrabel address the media, and Mike Vrabel's pretty gruff and pretty honest and pretty blunt. Take, for example, when Mike Vrabel was asked about his former head coach when he was a player, Bill Belichick, and basically being led to answer a question about former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, saying, "It takes a while to build a college program, doesn't it?" Basically saying, "Hey, Mike, defend your old coach." To which Vrabel responded, "Well, I don't know, I worked under Urban Meyer at Ohio State, and he won his first 12 games. I respect the coach with honesty like that. When you listen to Mike Vrabel talk, does not sound optimistic that Christian Gonzalez is going to play. And let's do the math. It's Wednesday. He didn't practice today. He hasn't practiced in a month. Week one's on Sunday. My guess is Christian Gonzalez would have been used to help shadow Brock Bowers, who's obviously the Raiders' best pass catcher, the best tight end in the league. Now it's just, here's Carlton Davis, and I like Carlton Davis a lot, but no Christian Gonzalez is a pretty big blow to this Patriots defense. And my expectation is, and I can be wrong, we'll see, is that Gonzalez is going to miss the game. It really helps Geno Smith and Bowers and Genty and Chip Kelly, Jacoby Myers, Amari Cooper, Dante Thornton, maybe a little sprinkling of Jack Besh, a little Michael Mayer. I'll do like a little Mambo number 5 routine. A little bit of Jack Besh in my life. It helps this Raiders offense. And on the flip side, I just want to remind everybody again, in case you needed it, the Raiders defense could be the worst in the NFL this season. And I know Micah, and I know Max Crosby's a great player. He's awesome. One great player does not a defense make. I think Drake May is going to shred this Raiders defense on Sunday. Slice and dice them. The total's 43.5. And currently at BetMGM, on its way up. 44, a key number when we talk about totals in the NFL. I like this over. And if you do too, the listener or viewer, my advice would be to bet it sooner rather than later. We'll get to awards coming up next segment on the show. Great to welcome Femi Abebefe back. Femi was in Cabo for the last week for his parents' 40th wedding anniversary, right? It was nice enough to join us on the phone last Thursday to talk about the Micah Parsons deal. My friend, how was Mexico? Great to have you back on the show ahead of football season. Happy football season.
Happy football season to you and everyone else out there celebrating. We're on the eve of this bad boy, and we're off and running all the way into the Super Bowl. But I would say outside of like the 30 to 40 minutes of the Micah Parsons trade setting in, Mexico was phenomenal. Like, I love Cabo. It was my second time going to Cabo. We stayed mainly at the resort. The first time I went for my brother's bachelor party, which was like a way different vibe than my parents' 40th wedding anniversary. But it was a lot of fun, though. Got to catch up with a lot of extended family members. About 30 to 40 of us were out there throughout the course of the 6 days. So it was like a mini reunion in addition to like my parents doing a ceremony to renew their wedding vows. There was like a reception. It was an all-white party, which was really cool. Like, I'd never been to an all-white party before. So yeah, it had like a whole theme to it and everything.
Stay away from the Michael Rubin white party. Otherwise, I think like we can be in on the white parties.
It wasn't one of those. It wasn't one of those. There was no oil present, no nothing like that.
I was going to say, there would be like a picture on Instagram of like Michael Rubin hugging you with like his hand on the small of your back or something?
Yeah, that's where Michael Parsons at. It was Michael Parsons, CJ Stroud, Tom Brady, Odell Beckham. They were all hanging out in Cabo. None of that was happening. But it was a more traditional all-white party, which was fitting, I guess, around the Labor Day weekend. But it was tremendous. It was really, really cool. Got to hang out with my nephews, which is always awesome seeing them as they continue to grow. So I loved it. You know, stayed out late, as always, as one does on vacation. The sleep was minimal, but we're rested up, we're ready to roll, and hey, we tried to make the best of it, but I absolutely loved it. I love Mexico. It's always a fun time.
So what's funny about that is you go, and like that's how you can tell, this is not a criticism at all. This is how you can tell, as someone now that has kids. I have one kid. But and I'm the only person on the show, on the staff, that has a kid. Mm-hmm. That's how you can tell with someone that definitively does not have kids. When you say something like, we stayed out late, as one does on vacation. Meanwhile, my wife and I are on Long Beach Island, LBI, last Monday and Tuesday when I'm out, right before you went away on vacation. And we are back in the hotel room by 8 so our daughter can go to sleep. Put the TV on low after she falls asleep and just sit in silence so as not to wake her up. So that's what you have to look forward to, Femi, if you and your wife ever decide to have kids. Staying up late on vacation will not be an option for you.
That was what my brother was doing. he and his wife were putting their two kids down. My cousin, who has two kids as well, like, she was also like, oh, like my mom's going to watch them. Then I'll come out. But if she can't watch them, I got to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go to the room. So it was a little bit of touch and go for them. The afternoon nap was a big theme for the little ones, like around 1 o'clock every single day. But it was cool just seeing them all like playing in the pool. And like, they're kids. They love the pool and splashing around and everything. So it was awesome getting to hang out with the younger generation, of course, the older generation as well. So a beautiful weekend. I was glad I was able to take the time off, but let's do that football thing. Let's get into it.
We will do that football thing. On the other side, we will finalize our awards, bets, and predictions for this coming season in the NFL. Brian Baldinger is still to come. Drew Dinsick still to come. Danny Parkins is still to come. And it moved for week one in the National Football League. Still to come. We're ready for football. Are you? On the BetMGM Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger joins us to start next hour. Oh, man. Football's almost here. Femi and Bebefe, Nick Costos, the crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Femi, let's finalize our awards, bets, and predictions. And by doing so, we will close the door on off-season content and then move on to week one next hour on the show. So We've done a lot of awards content this summer, obviously, with Femi kind of providing, like, here are, like, here's the compass you need to bet these awards. If you missed any of it, you can go back and find it in podcast form. It's all there, all the award stuff for you. This is now the guys that we think will win and are betting to win the awards. Femi, let's start with most valuable player. Who is going to win MVP this season and why?
The MVP is going to come of one of two guys, either Josh Allen or Jordan Love. I have more faith in the Bills having the Gotti record. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. He's at plus 600. This is a bet that I did make earlier this offseason, had it parlayed with like Indiana Pacers to win the East, Oklahoma City to win the title. Like I just felt that once the schedule came out, it lined up very well for Josh Allen. Jordan Love was a longer shot. That price has been cut a little bit since they traded for Micah Parsons. I think everyone is now on the Jordan Love bandwagon, but those have been two guys. I think those two teams, Buffalo and Green Bay, are going to be your one seed. So why not just bet both? Josh Allen, the shorter guy, Jordan Love, a little bit of now in like the dark horse range as opposed to a long shot. But I think it's one of those two. But I think Josh Allen is your MVP winner, and he goes back to back.
What's funny about that, other than the Drake line, I think two guys, I mean, I think Penix is interesting. And you weren't on the show yesterday, Femi, but I picked the Falcons to win the NFC South because watching Alabama lose actually to Florida State like really like strengthened my resolve on the Falcons this year.
Yeah, how do Falcons fans feel now? They're probably fired up, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't know if like everyone kind of like takes that. It's a kind of like a like off the beaten path angle that I took, and yeah, we'll see if I'm right or not. So you said Allen and Love. When I was thinking about this, and you can make the case for some long shots, right? But this is like who's actually going to win. I think it's two guys also, and I have two different guys. Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
And before anyone's like, well, Hurts can't, well, how can he win? He's not going to have the stats. He was going to win a couple years ago before that shoulder injury.
Yep.
I do think that Lamar will have better numbers. I think the Ravens are better than the Bills, and I think the Eagles are better than the Packers. And while I'm picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl this year, I think it's likely that the Ravens have a better regular season record, which makes Lamar more like more of a candidate to win. So I think it's between Lamar and Hurts. And I will take, and I know it's a boring pick because he's the favorite. I'll take Lamar Jackson, Femi, as my pick to win MVP this season at plus 500. Now, again, there are other fun guys you could talk about, like Penix for me. I kind of think Jacksonville might have a nice year, but I'm going to stick with Lamar here right now for MVP.
And I think to your point as well, because like based on how I handicapped this market earlier this offseason, Buffalo was like my 1 point, 1.5 point favorite. That's flipped. Baltimore is now favored. They're now the team that's a little bit more than 50% to win Sunday's game. And like we've said all along, it's not necessarily the head-to-head. It's the seeding that is the matter in MVP. And I think the reason why Josh Allen ended up getting over the edge over Lamar last year, those were the two seed. Ravens were the three seed. It's a little bit easier to justify as opposed to if it was vice versa.
All right, so that's MVP, Offensive Player of the Year.
The Atlanta Falcons, I'm with you. I think they win this division. I'm going with Bijan Robinson, as he corrected
I wanted you to say Drake London. That's what I wanted you to say. But Bijan's obviously a good choice.
Yeah, I'm just not going to overthink it because like the fantasy football markets are very, very sharp. You're in those streets, and I think they've been sharp for many, many years. Everyone is talking about this guy as a top two fantasy pick. It's Chase is probably one. Bijan is probably two. Maybe some drafts that goes vice versa. But like Robinson is expected to have a monster year. If the Falcons win this division, I think it's behind him being like that dual threat, flirting with being like an 1,000 guy. Like maybe the receiving yards might not be there, but he's likely to get to 2,000 all-purpose yards with maybe like 1,300 rushing and 700 receiving. I think Robinson's in due for a big, big year. I think he's going to reward a lot of fantasy owners, and I think he's going to win. It's 14-1. It's a bet that I've made.
So I said yesterday, Femi, when I was kind of was doing my season predictions, I think the NFC North and the NFC West could go in a million different directions. Mm-hmm. I'm not convinced that the Niners have Super Bowl upside this year because I don't trust that defense. And I'm not as big a I don't think Brock Purdy's bad, but I don't think he's like a great quarterback. And some people do. So this one makes me a little nervous, but if we're going to, you mentioned fantasy football, right? And one of my big fantasy football opinions that I've been sharing on the show, and I think our friend Sam Paniadovich likes this bet also from Bet Sweats, and Sam joins us weekly on the show. I'll take Christian McCaffrey at 16, where if he stays healthy, I mean, if I told you, and obviously, you know, no, you can't know this going into a year, but McCaffrey's going to be healthy the whole season, like, is he the favorite? Or like one of the two or three choices, along with like Saquon and Ja'Marr Chase, and he's 16 to 1.
He's in the trio.
I'll I'll take Christian McCaffrey and bet Christian McCaffrey 16-1 to win Offensive Player of the Year.
I like it.
What do you got for Defensive Player of the Year?
I've talked about a couple of guys throughout the course of this offseason, one a long shot, one that's kind of in the dark horse range. Now, the winner, I think, will be the guy that's in the dark horse range, and that's Will Anderson Jr. of the Houston Texans. This one's starting to be a little bit more popular of consuming other football content and getting ready for the season. I think a lot of people are kind of catching on to how good this guy was last year, and Houston's defense is expected to be good once again this year. Team success shouldn't be a problem in the AFC South. I think Anderson has like that 15-plus sack potential, and he's got the reputation as an all-pro as well. I think Will Anderson Jr. is next in line amongst those pass rushers as a guy that's going to win this award. So give me Anderson from a betting standpoint. 12-1 sounds great to me, but I also think he just wins the award because Micah Parsons, yes, he deserves to be a favorite, but like, I don't know, man, this back thing, a little bit shaky, but I think Will Anderson Jr. wins it for the Houston Texans.
You bet on this Wednesday. I love the pick. I love the thought, and I love the price on Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Who's the best player. I like Stingley's awesome too, but Anderson's like a marquee, more of a marquee player, pass rusher.
He's a monster.
Yeah, but dude. Like, look at him. Like, he looks like the
action
Predator.
Figure.
Like, he's like an action figure. Like, right, he looks like he's an alien. Like, it's unreal. He doesn't look like a human being. He's like an alien. And the Texans have the upside to be the best defense in the league. But if I'm picking Houston to miss the playoffs and not win the AFC South. So I can't get there with Will Anderson for that reason, even though I think it's a, if you're right about Houston, he can absolutely win. And I can be wrong. I just wanted to say that. I'm in on the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. I'll take TJ Watt. I'll take TJ Watt at plus 900, plus 850 on the screen at BetMGM to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Might have won it last year, too, if not for Surtain getting kind of that late season buzz there. I mean, we talked about the poll with the executives 3 weeks to go with the season. They're saying, hey, TJ Watt's number one. I'm like, let's bet it. Didn't work out. Here's PS2.
Offensive Rookie of the Year. What do you got here?
I'm going to go a little bit down the board with Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think that Teteroa McMillan has a big-time opportunity to put up some monster numbers for the Carolina Panthers. That defense is terrible. Now, the only issue is that is Carolina so bad to where they become completely irrelevant, but we know team success doesn't matter as much for this award. I think he's going to have like 130, maybe even 140 targets, 1,000-yard season on deck, double-digit touchdowns potentially. I like T-Mac for this award. He's 14-1. I'm going to get a little bit wild with this one. I think Teteroa McMillan wins Oroy.
All right, I'm going to go with a rookie receiver as well. I talked a lot about Matthew Golden, and I like the price for Matthew Golden. And I do have a Matthew Golden Offensive Rookie of the Year ticket at 30. He's 25 now. Emeka Egbuka is interesting at 15. He's going to, obviously, Chris Godwin's injured to start the year. Jalen McMillan's out until midseason. Egbuka's a little interesting. And like Tet's price being 14, it does feel a little off, right? And Travion Henderson's a good player. Hampton's a good player. Gentee can obviously win. Cam Ward could win, and I like Cam Ward, but it feels like Titans are up against it this year. Look, I need to stand like firm on my opinions here. I think Travis Hunter's a megastar. Like a super-duper star. I'm taking him in fantasy leagues, like ahead of ADP. I stacked him with Brian Thomas in one of my home leagues last night. And then got sniped on Trevor Lawrence, which is like insane because like I have the two receiver. Anyway, I'll take Travis Hunter, Femi, at 10-1 Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Any durability concerns though? Because like this playing both ways, I know he's going to be listed as the backup cornerback, but let's say he plays like 40% of defense and like 80% of offense. Any concern? Because he did get banged up a little bit at Colorado, missed a handful of games a couple years ago before last year when he had the mega Heisman season.
My sense is he'll play in certain packages on defense and be a full-time offensive player. That's my hope, at least. And I'm kind of seduced by Travis Hunter. So I'm in on Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
I want to go, so we'll save coach and like comeback player of the year. So stupid at this point. I think Aiden Hutchinson's going to win. Great. Okay.
Yeah. I'll take CMC.
Okay, great. It was probably one of those two or Dak. Like one of those three is going to win.
Yeah. So those three guys.
So you talked about Will Anderson, right, for defensive player, and I said it. The Texans could have the best defense in the league this season. Another team that could have the best defense in the league this season is the team that produced DPOY last year, the Denver Broncos. Now, I don't have Nick Benito or Surtain going back-to-back. I don't have a Bronco winning defensive player of the year. But I do think the upside is there for the Broncos have the best defense in the league. And as a way to reward the Broncos for having the best defense in the league, is it possible Jahdae Barron, the first round pick out of Texas, at 20-1? I like Abdul Carter a lot, obviously, but I'm thinking if this Broncos defense is going to be awesome, then I like Barron. And I also, if Seattle's defense is going to be great, Nick Amonwori also interested me. So Carter, I think, is probably who you'll go with, and it's probably a good pick. Jahdae Barron, I like the price for the Broncos, like new rookie cornerback who can play both inside and outside for Vance Joseph's defense.
Yeah, it might get targeted quite a bit, you know, since nobody wants to throw at Patrick Surtain. So, like, hey, if he gets some hands on balls and gets like 4 or 5 interceptions, that's good for his case. For me, it's pretty simple. Abdul Carter. And the case is, have you seen him play?
Yeah, it's a good case.
That's the case.
I'll go very coach of the year. Jacksonville won 4-13 last year. I think the Jaguars will win the AFC South and go to the playoffs. Give me Liam Cohen. Duval.
I like it because he's going to get all the credit for improving Trevor Lawrence and saving his career. I don't believe in Jacksonville, but if I did, he would be a guy that I would bet. The guy that I believe in is the guy that I've been talking about since March. The Jets thing has scared me. We're no longer on that Aaron Glenn program. We are on the silver and black program. I think the Raiders are the 6th seed in the AFC this year. I think Pete Carroll gets that long-awaited coach of the year love as the legendary Hall of Fame coach, 15-1. I like Pete Carroll because I like this Raiders team as the surprise team in the NFL this season.
Patriots-Raiders, huge game on Sunday.
High leverage, baby.
For a bunch of different things, right? For a bunch of different stuff. Not just for, like, you bet rivalry with me on the Patriots, you on the Raiders. I'm going to bet the over in the game, and I may be done with it. We'll see. See what the rest of the injury report has to hold. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we will start the hour. Talking week one in the National Football League. X's and O's with Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Brian Baldinger.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.